بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إنما مثل صاحب القرآن كمثل الإبل المعقلة، إن عاهد عليها أمسكها وإن أطلقها ذهبت. متفق عليه. We have already for two sessions been discussing the concept that is found in these ahadith, in which there is a very, very grave warning with regards to when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses you with the ni'mat and bounty of the Qur'an, being what is called sahibul Qur'an or hamilul Qur'an, that this demands that every attempt whatsoever should be made to protect this ni'mat and bounty which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. The grave warnings that are found in ahadith, particularly in the light of, as we mentioned previously, find that in many instances nowadays to become hafiz or to attach yourself with a hifz class, etc., has become more a riwaj or a custom or a ritual. Whereas this is such a great ni'mat and bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that it is important that we take cognizance and bear in mind that the day you put your child in a madrasa or that they are starting hifz, this is a lifelong commitment. This is not just for that period where they become hafiz. But Qur'an, its preservation, its protection, demand of it is that every day this link or this bond has to be attached. If you see in this hadith, the example Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives, obviously his mukhatabeen, the one who Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam was addressing, were Arabs, and they would relate to examples. They understood the nature of camels. From birth they were in contact with camels. So Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to illustrate this, he uses a camel as an example. The first hadith, ta'ahadul Qur'an, he said protect the Qur'an, preserve your link and bond with the Qur'an, because I take an oath upon that being in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, more prone than a camel is to escaping bondage. As agitated as a camel becomes when you tie it up, it wants to run away. To a greater extent, the Qur'an will run away if you will not protect it. And in this hadith, Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that verily the example of sahibul Qur'an, as we mentioned, sahibul Qur'an, hamilul Qur'an, in hadith terminology, many ulama have the opinion that it refers to hafizul Qur'an, or one who is given a large section of the Qur'an, blessed with hifz of the Qur'an. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, كَمَثَلِ الْإِبِلِ الْمُعَقَّلَ. His example is like that of a camel which is tied. In عَهَدَ عَلَيْهَا, if he will make what we call تَعَاهَدُ الْقُرْآنِ, in other words, مُوَازَبَتْ, he will be regular in the tilawat of the Qur'an. And the second aspect which we touched upon, which we are going to delve upon a little bit further, that attachment with the Qur'an is not just tilawat of the Qur'an. But when you are hafizul Qur'an, when you have started this journey in your life, the Qur'an has to exhibit itself in your life. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "In ahad alayha amsakaha." If you will adhere to it, bring your life in conformance to it, amsakaha, it will remain with you. And remaining with you, this is such a great ni'mat, as we pass the hadith, that it's almost you're a jannati on this earth. Iqra, wartaqi, warattil, kama kunta turattilu fi dunya, fa inna manzilataka in the akhir ayat in taqrawha. In Jannat, Allah will say to Hafizul Quran, Sahibul Quran, Hamilul Quran, read now and ascend. For every verse that you will read, you will rise higher and higher in Jannat. So, in ahad alayha amsakaha, If you will protect it, if you will adhere to it, it will remain with you. As a camel remains, in this example, وَإِنْ أَطْلَقَهَا ذَهَبَتْ. And if, like we notice, I mentioned this previously, I'm mentioning it again, the day when Hifz Quran in many of our masjids, the day when the Hafiz class is happening at the time of Fajr, discernibly we can see the number of musallis is extra. And the day it's a Sunday, or there's no Hafizul Quran, no Hifz Quran class taking place, already reduction in the number of musallis. So what effect is the Quran taking in our lives? So in Atlaqaha Dhahabat, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that if you will not adhere to it, like the tied camel will escape by the oath of that being in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this Quran will escape from your heart. Our Akabirin, Mawlana Idris Bandwi, Rahmatullah Alayh, Hazrat Shaykh Mawlana Ilyas, Rahmatullah Alayh, our Jamaat, this Targheeb is given. If you Hafizul Quran, not Ramadan, not seasonally, not periodically, but every day you should be reading 3 juz of the Quran, 3 paras. If you're not Hafiz, then 1 para. But if you're Hafiz, 3 paras every day. In fact, Mawlana Idris Sahib Rahmatullah just say, you are not Hafiz. You are not Hafiz al-Quran if you are not reading 3 paras of the Quran. And the spiritual benefits, the nuraniyat, the sukoon, the tranquility Allah Ta'ala gives, we can put no price upon it. On the other hand, these ahadith, such grave warnings, like yesterday we ran out of time, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Uridat alayya ujuru ummati." Allah showed me the reward of the good deeds that my ummah will do. What Allah will give. Hatta al-qudat yukhrijuha ar-rajulu min al-masjid. To the extent that the dirt that you pick up from the masjid, the Shaykh Mawlana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi in his Hayat al-Sahaba, he mentions one incident, just to digress, where there was a black woman, slave woman, lowest rung of society. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was her habit to clean the masjid, pick up dirt that was in the masjid. She passed away. Ghaliban, her name was Umm Mahjan Thaqafi radiallahu anha. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Sahaba, I can see her in Jannah. I can see her in Jannah. What was it? She would clean the masjid, pick up dirt that was in the masjid. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this hadith, he says, Allah showed me the reward of the good deeds of my ummah. To the extent that if the reward to pick up a speck of dirt or dust from the masjid, that reward also was shown. And then the second part of the hadith, like I said, we touched on it yesterday, ran out of time. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Uridat alayya dhunub ummati." Allah showed me the sins of my ummah. Allah showed me the sins of my ummah. "Falam ara dhanban a'zamu min suratil Quran aw ayatin utiha ar-rajul thumma nasiyaha aw qala thumma nusiyaha." I did not see any sin a'zam, worse. Now what are sins? Zina is sin, sharab is sin. All these type of things are sin. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I did not see any sin that was worse than that person was given one ayat, one surah of the Quran, by hearted it, and thereafter, out of negligence, forgot it. He said, I did not see a sin worse than this. Ulama Ikram raised this question that technically becoming Hafizul Quran or by hearting the Quran is not wajib. It's not compulsory. Fadail, virtues are tremendous, very, very great. And before I further illustrate or explain this point, we mentioned many, many times previously that when we listen to such ahadith, don't listen to it with our current mindset. Sahaba, just by hearting Quran, there was no such thing. Sahaba, with learning the Quran or memorizing the Quran, each Sahabi understood, such was the environment of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that they learned the meaning of the verse and they implemented it in their lives. It's not like where memorizing Quran and understanding of the Quran was separated like we find today it is separated. So understand it in that context. You learned the Quran, understanding of the Quran, perception of the Quran, etc. So the question that why such a grave warning? It's not wajib to become Hafizul Quran. Yet such a grave warning. Another hadith, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the one who was Hafizul Quran or memorized the Quran and forgot it will rise up on the day of judgment Judham as a leper. So why such a severe warning for something that's not compulsory? For this, ulama ikram explained, they say that when Allah has blessed you with this, Quran is what we call qadim. In other words, it's Allah's sifat, it's Allah's quality. It's not makhluk, it's not a created entity. Like Allah is limitless, Quran is limitless. Allah's sifat and attributes are limitless. Your brain, your intellect, everything about you is limited. You are makhluk. Technically, it's impossible that you should be able to even bayat the Quran. Allah says, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ. We made it easy for you. We blessed you with this. So such a great ni'mat, and then Allah blessed you with it, and then you turned your back upon it. You didn't adhere to its principle, you didn't bring your life in conformance to it. So like we find in the Quran, it's mentioned, يَا نِسَاءَ النَّبِي مَنْ يَأْتِ مِنْكُنَّ بِفَاحِشَةٍ مُبَيِّنًا يُضَاعَفْ لَهَا الْعَذَابُ ضِعْفَيْنِ. Allah Ta'ala addresses the wives of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the mothers of the believers. And Allah says to them, that if any one of you have to commit zina, or any one of you have to commit a major sin, then azab of Allah upon you would be double. Why? What's the difference between the wives of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and others? Because of their nisbat and association with Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Reward, لَسْتُنَّكَ أَحَدٍ مِّنَ النِّسَاءِ. There are no women like you. Conversely, if you don't fulfill the right of this, then double azab. When Allah blesses you with something, when your maqam is raised, reward is greater, the warning also is greater. حَامِلُ الْقُرْآنِ صَاحِبُ الْقُرْآنِ. This is أَهْلُ اللَّهِ وَخَاصَّتُ. You are now the family of Allah. You are now part of the household of Allah. You are the special people of Allah. Allah bless you with this and now you don't look after it. Now you have a lackadaisical attitude towards it. Like the wives of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam addressed, مَنْ يَأْتِ مِنْكُنَّ بِفَاحِشَةٍ مُبَيَّنًا يُضَاعَفْ لَهَا الْعَذَابُ ضِعْفَيْنِ. Double azab. In the same way, reward tremendous. Conversely, the azab of Allah Ta'ala that much quicker will come. نَسُوا اللَّهِ فَنَسِيَهُمْ. Allah warns us in the Quran. They forgot Allah. They forgot Allah, so Allah will forget them also. Allah protect us. When you are given the Quran, you have become the people of Allah. You are the household of Allah. Unfortunately, like I mentioned initially, many of our Hifz classes, many of our societies, Hifz has become a custom, a riwaj. Our Hufaz, particularly the Asatiza, this has to be drummed into them. It is not a question of just becoming Hafiz. This is lifelong. This Quran has to assert itself in your life. Reward you can't count. On the other hand, if we become what we call Ramzani Hafiz, if the change is not there in our lives, we find we've run out of time. But very, very beautifully, this is illustrated in the saying of Abdullah bin Mas'ud, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Inshallah, we'll continue. Subhanallah.